tools like this book can be very useful to just give you some different insights and some different ideas.
The Hayes Chamber and the Hayes Public Library are teaming up for a book club featuring When Everyone Leads, the Toughest Challenges Get Seen and Solved. From the Hayes Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with Communications Coordinator from the Hayes Public Library, Callie Kolasny, join us to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Callie is here because of the partnership that the Hayes Public Library, the Chamber, and the Hayes Young Professionals have this coming summer. And do you want to talk a little bit about leadership in general and why this is a good tie-in for Hayes Public Library?
Sure. So the head of the library, Brandon Hines, loves to do things about leadership. And we've done some book discussions within the staff at the library. And so this is a chance to do something like that on a bigger scale. So we love to partner with different entities around the city. And so we're partnering with the HYPs and the Chamber to have a book discussion about the book When Everyone Leads. So it's a great opportunity for anybody to come, though. It's not just the people involved in those organizations. Those are the ones putting it on, but anybody in the community can participate in this. So coming up in June, and we'll give you the dates in a little bit, but coming up in June, we'll be doing this. So if you're interested in learning a little bit about leadership or just having a chance to speak with some other people, and because we understand that the leadership is extremely important and you need to build your leaders and you need to encourage them and give them new tools. And so things like this are the opportunity to do that. And so anybody that's wanting to do it can get one of the books. We have them at the library, or you can do the online version through our digital resources as well. And go ahead and get started reading, because it'll be here quickly.
Yes, I'm 133 pages in myself, and it's a page turner for sure. And it is a very quickly read book. So I only have been reading I'm a slow reader maybe compared to some other people, but I've only read a couple of hours and I'm already halfway through the book. So
very cool. So what kind of insights can you share with us so far?
So I'm just going to throw out that this kind of is for anyone who's involved in the Kansas Leadership Center. They have what they call their five core principles. And those are: leadership is an activity, not a position. Anyone can lead anytime, anywhere. Leadership starts with you and must engage others. Leadership is risky, and leadership is about our toughest challenges. And the full title of the book is When Everyone Leads, the Toughest Challenges Get Seen and Solved. I'm one of the facilitators, fortunately, for our Leadership Hayes program. And we talk about finding the gap. And the big part about this book is identifying gaps or things that we feel are missing in our community. And so once we establish what those gaps are, we look at who needs to be engaged in those conversations. What does progress look like if we make it on the issue? And we talk about factions a lot and the different values and loyalties we have. But also we have to speak to the loss of people. And if we are going to make progress on an issue, everybody has some stake in the game and they're going to potentially lose something. And so this book does a great job kind of talking about that. And it really illustrates well how we can use some core principles like turning up the heat if there's not enough heat around a conversation. And that's probably one of my favorite leadership capacities that I've learned about in this book so far.
I love that. And, you know, it, to me, it also speaks of excellent opportunities for entrepreneurship. We know, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship so much on the show, and what a way to maybe start that conversation in your own head. Like, where can I see opportunities and where maybe can I be effective in the community and also benefit my own personal life?
Absolutely. So I think so many times we look at, you know, building up on our leadership capacities and, oh, I'm just going to use that in my work day to day. But so many people are involved as volunteers, like Callie, for instance, wears a lot of hats. She currently is also our ambassador chair for this year. And so I'm imagining that you could probably think of 100 different ways to use this book for that even alone.
I'm sure I could. And I never, it's kind of funny because I never consider myself a leader, but then I end up as ambassador chair. And, you know, sometimes it just happens. Like, you don't go out to seek those things, but it happens and you just have to figure out how to make it work. And so tools like this book can be very useful to just give you some different insights and some different ideas.
Absolutely.
Love that. Let's talk some details about the actual book club. What does that look like and what are the times and days?
Okay, so Tuesday, June 13th Tuesday, June 20th and Tuesday, June 27th. So you'll see an emerging theme, three successive Tuesdays, the last three in June. We are going to run those from 8 o'clock in the morning until around 9 o'clock. Again, that'll be at the Hayes Public Library. There will be some food involved because it wouldn't be a true Chamber Hayes Public Library partnership if we didn't have some sort of breakfast involved. And it's free to attend. So obviously, Callie shared that the library has several books available for people to check out. We at the Chamber will also have some hard copy cover books for people to purchase for $30 if they want to have their own copy to reflect on and refer to from time to time. So the book itself is broken down into five different parts. So we talked about the gap, identifying the gap, barriers to progress, start with you, use the heat, and everyone can lead. We will segment those different sections of the book and with each of the different sessions. So closer to the event, feel free to stay tuned to Facebook pages for not only the Hayes Public Library, but the Chamber and Hayes Young Professionals. And we'll kind of cue people in as to which pages they'll want to probably read in advance.
Very cool. So is it like a conversation about how we can implement these strategies in Hayes, or is it more just kind of open in general?
In talking to Brandon, I think when we had this brainchild, we were thinking it was just going to be a good organic conversation as to what did you think about these principles? You know, what are the things that you're seeing in our community or different ways that we might be able to use what we're learning in this book and make some positive things happen? So I think we'll probably have some questions that will be pre-written down. And then based on the conversation that unfolds, again, just kind of let people go where they need to go.
Generally, that's what we've done in the past with our book discussions internally, is have some, you know, sort of talking points based on the certain segments of the book that are under discussion that time. But then you never know where it might lead. And so that's when it can be just a big open discussion as everybody just talks about what they took from it, because people get different things from reading the exact same segment. And so that's where the benefit of something like this with a whole bunch of different people can come in to get so many different perspectives.
I'm curious, have you spoken with anybody so far that is interested in this and maybe has got to read the book? Or is it just, or are we just getting the word out here now?
We're really just yeah. getting it promoted. So yeah, I've not talked to anybody yet, but hopefully there are a lot of people interested.
So this book actually officially hit the press. There were some copies that were pre-sold to some of the KLC partners. I was fortunate to be able to get one of those books, as was Brandon Hines at the public library. And so this is really just our kind of push to get the content in front of our community. Again, you don't have to be a Leadership Hayes graduate. You don't even have to have a specific title. Again, anyone can lead anytime, anywhere. So we want to get different voices engaged in this conversation. At the Chamber, one of our biggest passion points is, you know, instilling that desire for people to want to make a positive difference in their community out there. And so we're so proud of the Hayes Public Library for always going out of their way to come up with these great ideas and let us partner when it makes sense. So.
And we're happy to do it. Like I said, community partnerships are extremely important for us. And our summer reading theme with the kickoff party today is All Together Now. And so this is a great opportunity to be all together now with these different organizations.
Yeah, we were talking about the kickoff just earlier today on the community calendar.
We sure did.
How's that going to go, you think?
It's going to be busy. But it's going to be fantastic. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kicking off at, if I remember correctly, that's been hours ago now, but
10
a.m.?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have Jam and Randy
Jam
at 10,
Randy.
Jetpack
Jam
Jason
Randy.
At 1, and then the Wizard of Oz Museum at 3. So different things, and then crafts and snacks and stuff all day long.
We were going to ask about the Wizard of Oz Museum. Like, you're getting a traveling exhibit from it?
Well,
or?
They're going to come, and there's going to be a read. They're going to do a reading, and the kids will be able to act out different parts of the reading. That's what we understand is going to be the performance.
How fun.
Maybe I need to sneak away today.
Yeah. It'd be really neat.
I'm going to just follow Callie wherever she goes today.
Okay. Perfect. Works for me.
Well, guys, before we get into some of your other weekly events down at the Chamber, anything else we want to hit on about this upcoming book club?
We will have the event on the Facebook page, but we'll also have it on the Chamber website, hayeschamber.com. In order for us to get a good idea of food, it would be wonderful if people would take the time to just RSVP so we can kind of get a good head count. And then also make sure we have enough chairs set up for the mornings of our events.
Very cool. Call either organization or?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay, there we go. Well, great. Let's talk about this because I'm looking at your calendar and holy smokes, Sarah, it looks like you've got another busy one coming up.
So we are not going to get to see you next week because Monday happens to be Memorial Day. So we have 2 weeks of fun to share. Yay!
That explains the big list. Okay.
So it's the calendar is always on steroids, but maybe a little bit less this week. So Wednesday, May 24th, our HYP Leadership Development Committee will meet at noon at Paisley Pear Wine Bar, Bistro, and Market. And then we are also on Friday going to have our chamber chat with Next Tech at their location on Vine Street. That'll start at 9 a.m. They have an upcoming Next Tech Edge conference that's actually going to be held here in Hayes this year, which is exciting because in years past, that's been in Salina. So I definitely want to take advantage of that. And then Friday, we will also have our membership lunch sponsored by Bank of Hayes. Program, interestingly enough, is our Leadership Hayes graduation. So that's 2023. They'll be sharing their class project. RSVPs are due today. So if you haven't registered to attend that lunch, feel free to do so when you get back to the office. Monday, May 29th, of course, we will be closed because of Memorial Day. And then Tuesday, May 30th, our Child Care Task Force of Ellis County will meet at 4 o'clock at the Welcome Center. And then May 31st, that Wednesday, is going to be an opportunity for our HYP members to do a lunch with leaders. Kayla Hickel from Fort Hays State University will be their featured guest, and that will be at Professor's Classic Sandwich Shop and More. And then Thursday, June 1st, HYP Networking and Engagement Committee meeting will occur at 12:05 at the Welcome Center. HYP will also have their first Thursday social, say that five times fast, at 5:15 at Defiance Brewing's downtown location. And last but not least, our Friday chamber chat on June 2nd will be with the Brian Reuter Agency, American Family Insurance, at 9 a.m. And of course, all the events, all the time, HayesChamber.com. Or Hayes Public Library has a million things to do if you're...
Right, HayesLibrary.org. Check out our calendar. There's so much coming up.
Yeah, we talk about events at the library, but we only ever get into a fraction of them because you guys have several every day. That's all we would be able to talk about if we did it.
Exactly. Literally, one of the best gems in Hayes is the Hayes Public Library.
Thank you. We appreciate that.